ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జాయాముదీరయేత్. నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతేరుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ. కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కెంటో 2 చాప్టర్ 1 టెక్స్ట్ 23. శ్రీశుక ఉవాచ జితాసనోజితశ్వాసో జితసంగో జితేంద్రియః స్థూలే భగవతో రూపే మనస్సంధారయే ద్వియః. జితాసనోజితశ్వాసో శ్రీశుక ఉవాచ జితాసనోజితశ్వాసో జితసంగో జితేంద్రియః స్థూలే భగవతో రూపే మనఃసంధారయే ద్వియా. శ్రీశుక ఉవాచ జితాసనోజితశ్వాసో జితసంగో జితేంద్రియః స్థూలే భగవతో రూపే మనఃసంధారయే ద్వియా. జితాసనోజితశ్వాసో జితసంగో జితేంద్రియః స్థూలే భగవతో రూపే మనస్సంధారయే ధియా. శ్రీశుక ఉవాచ జితాసనోజితశ్వాసో జితసంగో జితేంద్రియః స్థూలే భగవతో రూపే మనస్సంధారయే ధియా. శ్రీశుక ఉవాచ జితాసనోజితశ్వాసో జితసంగో జితేంద్రియః స్థూలే భగవతో రూపే మనస్సంధారే ద్వియా. శ్రీశుక ఉవాచ జితాసనోజితశ్వాసో జితసంగోజితేంద్రియః స్థూలే భగవతో రూపే మనస్సందారే ద్వియా. శ్రీశుక ఉవాచ జితాసనోజితశ్వాసో జితసంగోజితేంద్రియః స్థూలే భగవతో రూపే మనస్సందారయే ద్వియా. శ్రీశుక ఉవాచ జితాసనోజితశ్వాసో జితసంగోజితేంద్రియః స్థూలే భగవతో రూపే మనఃసందారయే ద్వియా. శ్రీశుక ఉవాచ. శుకదేవ్ గోస్వామి సెడ్, జితాసనః కంట్రోల్డ్ సిట్టింగ్ పోస్చర్, జితశ్వాసః కంట్రోల్డ్ బ్రీదింగ్ ప్రోసెస్, జితసంగః కంట్రోల్డ్ అసోసియేషన్, జిత ఇంద్రియః కంట్రోల్డ్ సెన్సెస్, స్థూలే ఇన్ ద గ్రాస్ మ్యాటర్, భగవతః అంటూ ద పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్, రూపే ఇన్ ద ఫీచర్ ఆఫ్, మనః ద మైండ్, సంధారయేత్ must apply, dhiya by intelligence. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Shukadev Goswami answered, one should control the sitting posture, regulate the breathing process by the yogic pranayama, and thus control the mind and senses, and with intelligence apply the mind to the gross potencies of the Lord, called the Virata Rupa. Purport. The materially absorbed mind of the conditioned soul does not allow him to transcend the limit of the bodily conception of self, and thus the yoga system for meditation, controlling the sitting posture and breathing process and fixing the mind upon the Supreme, is prescribed in order to mold the character of the gross materialists. Unless such materialists are able to cleanse the materially absorbed mind, it is impossible for them to concentrate upon thoughts of transcendence. And to do so, one may fix one's mind on the gross material or external feature of the Lord. The different parts of the gigantic form of the Lord are described in the following verses. The materialistic men are very anxious to have some mystic powers as a result of such a controlling process. But the real purpose of yogic regulations is to eradicate the accumulated dirty things like lust, anger, avarice, and all such material contaminations. If the mystic yogi is diverted by the accompanying feats of mystic control, then his mission of yogic success is a failure. Because the ultimate aim is God realization. He is therefore recommended to fix his gross materialistic mind by a different conception and thus realize the potency of the Lord. as soon as the potencies are understood to be instrumental manifestations of the transcendence, one automatically advances to the next step, and gradually the stage of full realization becomes possible for him. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatan Sahagana Raghunathanvitamstam Sajivam Sadhvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namaum Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Mukham Kuroti Vachalam, Pangum Langayate Girim, Yatripatmaham Vande, Shri Guru Dinatarinam, Paramananda Madhavam, Shri Chaitanyeshwaram. Hare Krishna. So, I seek all of your blessings, so that I can speak something glorifying Lord for all of your pleasure and for my purification. So today, verse is pretty technical and very good chances can make us feel sleepy. You know, so let's see that we'll have our discussion in three phases. First, we'll see why suddenly Shukadeva Goswami has started speaking about Ashtanga Yoga. Then we'll see that how Srila Prabhupada was so merciful to give us the essence always. And then we'll see the realization of a devotee who has undergone all these processes. What is his conclusion? So, in the same chapter, 11th verse, Shukadeva Goswami says, Etan nirvidyamananam Ichchitam akuto bhayam Yoginam nrupaniranitam Hareranamanukirtanam. So, translation: O King, constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord after the ways of great authorities is the doubtless and fearless way of success for all, including those who are free from all material desires, those who are desirous of all material enjoyment, and also those who are self-satisfied by the dint of transcendental knowledge. So here in this verse, he has given the ultimate solution for, you know, Parikshit Maharaj. But then suddenly, from verses 16, he starts describing, you know, Ashtanga Yoga. Verses 16, he describes Yama, Niyama. Verse 17, he describes Asana, Pranayama. Verse 18, he describes Pratyahara and Dharana. And 19, he describes Dhyana and Samadhi. So, we may get a doubt. Once given the highest thing, why, you know, Shukadeva Goswami has again gone down a bit. The reason being, along with Parikshit Maharaj, there were tens and thousands of, you know, sages there. And not everyone was pure devotee. Parikshit Maharaj, of course, was. But there were monists, you know, pantheists and, you know, from Himalayan Babas, you know. Everybody had come because that was the news, you know. Parikshit Maharaj leaving his body. So, Shukadeva Goswami, as an expert teacher, he wanted to cater the needs of everyone. At the same time, he wanted to elevate them as well. So after giving the essence, like, you know, first, you know, the 11th verse, as we saw, he speaks about Ashtanga Yoga, seeing the mentality of most of the crowd sitting there, most of the sages. And then Parikshit Maharaj also, being an amazing student, what he does not say, you know, just now you said, you know, holy name is everything, now why you want me to go and sit? And I just have 7 days, you know, why all this? But Parikshit Maharaj, in the last verse, you know, 22nd verse, he asks three brilliant questions. Why? First, he asks, how this dharana should be accomplished? He said, you know, what should be the, you know? And then second question he asks is, what is the approved object of concentration? And the third question he asks is, how to quickly remove the dirty things from our mind. So this is in the last verse. So why Parikshit Maharaj is asking these three questions? First, out of curiosity, and second, for sake of others. So many times, you know, we see, you know, some very senior devotees, you know, asking some very basic questions. But we have to understand, their philosophy is pretty clear. They are asking for benefit of others. For example, Bhaktivinod Thakur, he sings, Amar Jeevan Sada Paperatha Nahi Ka Punyera Lesha Parere Udvega Diyachi Hetata Diyachi Jivera Klesha. He says, my life is, you know, full of sin. Sada Paperatha Nahi Ka Punya Ralesha. Is Bhaktivinod Thakur a sinner? No. He is telling we should pray like this. You know, somehow we don't feel like praying. So Acharya is very intelligent. They say that, okay, just repeat this so that, you know, eventually you will understand. Again, so the same mood Parikshit Maharaj is having in the last verse. So now again, brilliantly, Shukadeva Goswami has started answering the questions. So we come to the today's verse. So in this verse, so actually from verse 23 to 25, Shukadeva Goswami is telling what should be the object of concentration for gross materialist or pantheist, that one. Similar verse comes in first canto, 13th chapter, verse 54. Actually, it's like first stanza is exactly same. Jitasano jitashvasaha pratyahrutta shadendriyaha haribhavanaya dvasta rajasattva tamomalaha. So Prabhupada translated. One who has controlled the sitting posture, the yogic asanas and the breathing process can turn the senses towards the absolute personality of Godhead and thus become immune to the contaminations of the modes of material nature, namely mundane goodness, passion and ignorance. So, and there is one more lecture of Srila Prabhupada wherein somebody asked about this Ashtanga Yoga process. So Prabhupada explains all this and then Prabhupada quotes a beautiful verse. He says, please try to repeat after me. Kruteya dhyayato Vishnu Tretayam yajato makhe ద్వాపారే పరిచర్యాయాం కలో తద్ధరి కీర్తనాత్. సో ప్రభుపాద్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్స్ ఇన్ డీటెయిల్ హౌ ఇన్ సత్యయుగ ద ప్రొసెస్ వాజ్ ఆఫ్ మెడిటేషన్ ఫర్ థౌజండ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఇయర్ దే హ్యాడ్ దట్ లాంగ్ లైఫ్. దెన్ కృతేధ్యాయ విష్ణు త్రేతాయాం యజతో మఖే. ఇన్ త్రేతాయుగ దే యూజ్డ్ టు పర్ఫార్మ్ బిగ్ బిగ్ యజ్ఞాస్. ద్వాపారే పరిచర్యాయాం ఇన్ ద్వాపర్ యుగ దేర్ వాజ్ టెంపుల్ వర్షిప్. కలో తదరి కీర్తన ద సేమ్ రిజల్ట్ విచ్ క్యాన్ బి అటెండ్ బై ఆల్ దీస్ త్రీ మెథడ్స్ ఇన్ కలియుగ క్యాన్ బి అటెండ్ సింప్లీ బై చాంటింగ్ ద హోలీ నేమ్స్. సో డిపెండింగ్ ఆన్ ద పర్సన్స్ ద ప్రొసెస్ వాజ్ గివన్ ఇన్ ఈచ్ ఏజ్. ఇన్ ఇసెన్స్ ద ప్రొసెస్ ఆఫ్ లిబరేషన్ ఆర్ గోయింగ్ బ్యాక్ టు గాడ్ ఇస్ క్యాంటింగ్ ద హోలీ నేమ్స్. బట్ ద పీపుల్ వేర్ సో పవర్ఫుల్ ఫార్ దెమ్ లైక్ ఇన్ సత్యుగ వీ జస్ట్ యు నో క్యాంట్ 16 రౌండ్ ఇట్ ఇస్ జస్ట్ లైక్ యు నో గివ్ అస్ సంథింగ్ మోర్ యు నో దే హ్యాడ్ సో మచ్ పవర్ యు నో సో మచ్ ఆఫ్ స్ట్రెంగ్త్ కాన్సన్ట్రేషన్ సో దేర్ ఫోర్ దాట్ వాజ్ రికమెండెడ్ ఈవెన్ దిస్ అష్టాంగ యోగ. బట్ కలియుగ సోల్స్ యు నో ద లాస్ట్ బెంచర్స్ హూ కెనాట్ పాస్ ఇన్ ఆల్ త్రీ ఏజెస్ we are here. So for us, you know, mercifully Lord has given just chant this holy names, because we cannot really do all this, you know. I don't think except few of us sitting here, except maybe Maharaj, we cannot sit straight just for an half an hour, you know, while chanting our 16 round. Just try to sit at one place for half an hour. It's a big accomplishment for us. Forget about, you know, doing a pranayam, controlling of mind. That's, you know, Arjuna himself says, you know, mind is like a raging wind, I cannot control. Who are we, Kaliyuga entities? It's not for us. As Prabhupada has mercifully told, he has told. So actually, it is said, like in color contrast, you know, particular, say for example, there is a particular gem. It becomes more visible if there is a dark contrast, right? So all these processes, they are like that dark contrast. And the gem of holy name, when it is compared, it becomes more and more meaningful, shiny. And then we can easily correlate. Yes, I can do this. You know, there is a hope for me. So this is actually, so therefore Prabhupada again and again emphasizes. So the first point we saw is why Shukadeva Goswami, after speaking the ultimate aim as, you know, just chanting Lord's holy name, why he suddenly starts describing Ashtanga Yoga. And then we saw the reasons. And now, second thing we'll see is that how Srila Prabhupada is merciful. So now, there are chances that by reading this verse, we may go and see, you know, oh, you know, I am a gross materialist. Let me go and try to, you know, meditate on the Virat Rupa, you know. Virat Rupa, the details will come. Whenever I see the Santa Monica mountain range, let me remember its Lord's bones. Whenever I see, you know, Yosemite forest, let me remember those are Lord's heirs, right? But the problem with that is, we'll get lost. So therefore, Prabhupada, mercifully, in each purport, he tells what Shukadeva Goswami has to tell at the end. So even in this purport, like Prabhupada says that the, not in this purport, the other one, the same verse which I was reading, Prabhupada said that you just chant the holy name sincerely and you will surely get over all the, you know, three modes of material nature. So again and again, Prabhupada emphasizes the glory of devotional service. Many scholars, so-called critics, they say that Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita as it is, you know, there is a Karma Yoga chapter and Prabhupada is saying, you know, devotion to Krishna is the supreme, you know. So in each Karma Yoga, Dhyana Yoga, Prabhupada is bringing again and again devotional service. So many times they say, you know, why, you know, Swamiji is doing like this. But what Krishna is doing at the end of 18th chapter, Prabhupada is doing right away in the second. What if somebody just, you know, reads second chapter and goes? Prabhupada makes sure that he gets the essence. So and again, he is therefore, you know, mentioning about the devotional service. Again, another amazing mercy of Srila Prabhupada is that he has given us practical ways to engage in devotional service. He has set up this society, he has created so many services so that we can actively engage our senses. Because if we don't do that, then again there is no question of getting, you know, mind in our control, getting the dirty things in our mind. Prabhupada's formula was simple, just put all the good things, there is no space for dirty things, it will just go. So if we see, very intelligently Prabhupada has engaged us right from morning 4 o'clock up till bedtime, one after other. There are constant programs because idle mind is devil's workshop. And then after studying philosophy, the mind takes help of such verses. He says, you know, Shukadeva Goswami said, we should go, you know, control the sitting posture, regulate breathing process and do pranayam. So let me go to forest. No, you cannot do that. Prabhupada already knew. So therefore he says again and again in Prabhupada that come back and do devotional service. Chant the holy names. So this is the second point. This is the Srila Prabhupada's merciful nature. So first point we saw, why Shukadeva Goswami suddenly start describing Ashtanga Yoga and this verse, you know, Virata Rupa. That is to cater everybody's need. And then we saw how Prabhupada mercifully, whenever such occurrences are coming, Prabhupada is again and again reminding us that devotional service is supreme, chanting the holy name, it serves all the purposes. The third thing, now we'll see a little bit. There's so much about chanting. There are so many seminars. Just few thoughts. If we are satisfied, if we think that my chanting is good, understand that there is no scope of improvement. There is no scope of improvement. If I feel that I chant very nicely, then where is the question of improvement? I won't feel that I need an improvement, right? I say, no, I chant so nicely, right? But we have to always, we have to know that Namachintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shuddho Nitya Mukto Abhinnatvam Nama Naminaha. So Krishna and his holy names are non-different. Can we control Krishna? Yes or no? Yes, no, maybe, yes. Okay, so in general sense, we cannot control Krishna. Only a pure devotee like Yashoda Mata, she can control. So same way, we cannot perfect the art of chanting. The day you think that, you know, oh, today, you know, I chanted so nicely. Next day, you try the same posture, same thing. You will see your mind wandering. Why? Krishna wants to make us humble. Krishna wants to make us humble. To make us realize we cannot approach holy name in a spirit of, you know, with a pride, with a heart full of pride. So this is a reminder that we should always try to humbly approach the holy name, because that is the only way in this Kali Yuga to perfect our life. And this theme has been coming again and again, that holy name is only way, holy name is the only way, right? So therefore, these verses should also remind us about that okay, let me approach the holy name in a humble spirit. And now we'll see that what is the conclusion of a person who has done everything. So such personality was Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. He was a great Vedantist. You know, he had a Mayavad conception. He was actually incarnation of Brihaspati, learned in all the scriptures left and right, you know. So he prays, you know, this is the prayer from Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. Jnatam kanabhujam matam parichiter vanvikshiki shikshita mimam saviditaiva sankhya sarani yoge vitirnamatihi vedanta parishilata rasarabhasam kintu spuran madhuri dhara kanchana nanda sunu murali machitta makarshati. So Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, now just see what all things he has done. His first thing, he is saying that I have studied this Kanada's Paramanubhava, you know. There was one great scholar, you know, Kanada Rishi. He did his own research. He said, I have, you know, taken care of that, and I have done. Then he said, I have studied the Gautama's Nyaya Sutra. Studied that also. Then he said, I have walked the path of Jaimini's Karma Mimamsa. You know, that's also done, you know. Then he says that I have also traveled the path of Sankhya by Sudo Kapila. You know, again, Sankhya philosophy. So I studied that. Then he's saying, I have applied my mind to Patanjali's Yoga Sutra. What is in today's verse, you know? Dhyan Dharana. He said, done, everything done already, you know, thoroughly. And he says, none of them attracts my heart. What he says is all they are like, you know, dry cakes. What is the juiciest thing he says? And also he also says that I have even studied Vedavyasa's Vedic philosophy. Even includes that also in that. You know? And then he says, but only the nectar which Nanda Sunu's, that is Krishna's, pouring through his lips unto his flute is attracting my chitta, is attracting my complete attention. So if, you know, any one of us, you know, thinks that, no, this is too simple, or, you know, these are all authentic philosophies, by the way, let me try this, let me try that, why to waste time? You know, we are like, you know, Kali Yuga entities, just 50, 60 years here and there. So, why to waste time? He has already done this, and what he is saying, only thing I can see of some nectar, some relish is Lord Krishna's, you know, transcendental pastimes, transcendental fruit. So this is the conclusion of a someone who has already done all of this. So we saw that, just to recap, why Ashtanga Yoga, Parikshit Shukadeva Goswami has started describing, because he saw the crowd was not all pure devotees, the audience rather, not crowd. Then we saw that how, from verse 16 to 19, he describes Ashtanga Yoga, all 8 processes, Yam, Niyam in 16th verse, Asana Pranayam in 17th, Pratyahar Dharana in 18th, and Dhyana and Samadhi in 19th. So, after hearing this, Parikshit Maharaj again, as a brilliant student, he asked, whom, out of curiosity and for benefit of other, he asked, what should be the object of concentration? So the answer of that is in this verse. He says, you know, object of concentration for materialist, pantheist is Virata Rupa. And then he says, how dharana should be accomplished? So this is the 3 verses mentioning. And the third question he asks is, how quickly we can remove the dirty things from our mind. Also, then we saw that Srila Prabhupada, how again and again, in all this, wherever the Ashtanga Yoga topic comes, he emphasizes about devotional service. Why? That is his merciful nature on all Kali Yuga entities. Because we may miss the point. And we may get sidelined by these, you know, different processes. So this is Prabhupada's, you know, merciful nature that he has given us chanting of holy names. And solid engagement in devotional service. And then we saw a realization of someone who has undergone all these processes, not only the Yoga Sutra, but you know, Kanadas, you know, Gautama, Jaimini, Kapila, Pseudo Sankhya, and then you know, Vedanta philosophy, you know, everything he has undergo, that is a Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, but he still says that it's all dry, you know, don't try, it's all dry, just you know, just get attracted to Lord Krishna's pastimes. So, and we saw that how chanting, we have to always be in this humble mood, then only we can, you know, approach the holy name nicely. So, we'll end with one prayer to the holy name. Kindly try to repeat after me. Bhumau skalita padanam Bhumireva vashish valambanam Bhumireva valambanam Tvai jata aparadhanam Tvai jata aparadhanam Tvameva sharanam prabho Tvameva sharanam prabho. So here the devotee is praying that when as a child, when we try to walk, we fell down. But when we fell on the ground, we cannot get up without taking support of same ground. So same way, O holy name, we don't have any other shelter than you, and we keep commit, at least I keep committing offenses while chanting. So O holy name, please kindly give us your shelter so that we can chant you one day nicely. So we stop here. Any questions, comments, additions? Okay, Maharaj has a question. Nobody, I guess, yeah.
Thank you very much for a nice class. I have sometimes a little difficulty understanding due to several things, some of which are my own fault, my own problem. Nonetheless, you said many nice things, very useful things. So my question really is this. How does one, like such as one here, differentiate things which are dirty in the heart and those which are clean in the heart, so that one may know what should one should think about, talk about, feel about, and continue that for benefit, or the very opposite, for deterioration, or downgrade, or harmfulness? What helps us to go up? In other words, what is clean and what is dirty? That is a relative term, as you know. So for devotees, what does it mean? What should we accept? What should we go for? What should we want? Or what should we reject? What should we dislike? What should we avoid?
Yes. So, yeah. So actually, as Parikshit Maharaj asked for the benefit of audience, Maharaj is asking for benefit of all of us. Very nice question. So the question is how to understand what is dirty and what is clean. So in Nectar of Instruction, Srila Rupa Goswami very clearly says, Atyahara prayasascha prajalpo niyamagraho janasangascha laulescham shadbhir bhakti pranashyati. The six things he says, Atyahara, prayas, prajalpa, niyamagraha, janasanga, and laulya, like greed from material things. So these things are not conducive for devotional service. So, of course, this can be a seminar in itself. There are gross, dirty things which Srila Prabhupada has eliminated by asking us to follow four regulative principles. So, this is gross things, you know, that is meat eating, gambling, intoxication, illicit sex. That is through and through black. There are some grey things. So, as one starts performing devotional service, then there comes that Pratishtha, that is like, you know, desire for hankering for honor and prestige. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, it says, you know, it's like a Shukrera Vishta. You know. So as one starts progressing, he understands that even trying to get a name that, okay, I am a good devotee. You know, I speak nicely, I sing nicely, like, you know. So trying to gain the respect and, you know, honor and adoration from others, then one understands it's like a stool of a hog. So this is again getting subtler. The acharyas are eliminating the gray zones, you know. And then even after this, there are another, again, subtle things. Why we do what we do. I am doing this service. Am I doing for pleasure of Lord? Am I doing for pleasure of my senior devotees? Or am I doing for self-aggrandizement? There was a Ramdas Vishwas, one person in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He was constantly chanting Lord Ram's name. But in his heart of heart, he had desire to be one with Lord Ram. So that is, again, another subtle, you know, some more, you know, getting finer. So as and when we get, we practice devotional service, the definition of dirty thing get more and more, you know, subtle and finer. Initial days, if we distribute a lot of books or we do some service, you know, we may feel like a little bit proud, and devotee may also say, you know, it's fine to be proud of, you know, doing service of Krishna instead of, you know, being proud of, you know, say smoking 80 cigarettes. But that's one level. But as and when, after practicing, you know, some more time, devotees say, no, it's actually Krishna is empowering us. Like there is an amazing pastime of Lord Chaitanya doing Gundicha Marjan. All the devotees, they clean everything. But after everybody has cleaned everything, Lord Chaitanya starts cleaning and he again collects mountains of dust which others could not find. So, at least for a sadhaka, we should be very clear that we should not do this, you know, gross, dirty things by following four regulative principles. And also, outrightly offending, criticizing devotees, speaking ill about them. These are through and through black, through and through dirty. Should stop immediately. Subtle things, you know, about pride, adoration and, you know, distinction, it may take some time. We should understand theoretically, but practically it may take some time, this, like, you know, anartha nivritti process. We have to tolerate. And then ultimately we have to aim that our heart should be so clean, should be like without any speck of dust, that Krishna wants to come and steal us. So that is, you know, after bhava, you know, like, or after pretty much close to bhava and, you know, prema stage. There is no contamination in the heart. So these are, like, you know, different stages we can understand and practically try to do. Does that any addition, Maharaj? Or? Yeah, yes, that's all.
Yes, I could certainly not disagree with the four regulative principles, which I'm sure everyone here has. But there are also 12 principles, which are, I thought you were going to touch on those, which are in the nectar of instruction. Do not eat more than necessary or collect more funds than are required. Over-endeavor for mundane things that are difficult to attain.
Yeah, I quoted that verse.
Did you quote that?
Yeah, Attahara Prayasa.
I don't understand your accent.
Oh, sorry,
so that it went over my head or under my feet, whichever.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, thank you for
enthusiastic and so then there are six other ones. What are the six which are, we call the positive ones?
Yeah, positive.
Always be enthusiastic, endeavor
Utsaha
with confidence.
Utsaha Nishchayadharya.
Always be patient, yeah. Follow the regular principles of hearing, chanting, and remembering Krishna. Abandon the association of non-devotees. And follow in the footsteps of the previous acharyas. These are the following things, which are the clean things.
Yes.
And the other things, not eat more than necessary or collect more funds than are required, over-endeavor for mundane things that are difficult to attain, talk unnecessarily, practice the rules and regulations of the scriptures merely for the sake of practicing them and not to make spiritual advancement, to reject the rules and regulations of the scriptures and act whimsically and independently. And what's the last one?
Loulam association.
Because I don't
greed for material things.
I forgot it.
Greed for material things. Greed for material things. Greed for material things. Greed, greed.
Read?
Greed, greed.
I can't understand what you say. Can you? Do you know what? Is that loud?
Greed.
Oh, okay. That's the way to speak. He is unmistakable. Thank you. Yes, to be greedy for mundane attainments, like that. So those are the dirty things.
Yes.
And the other are the clean things. Of course, there are many others. There are 64 things you should do and so forth. But these are basic. And Lord Chaitanya, of course, gives five most important. Maybe you would like to talk those five most important.
Yeah, so it's like chanting the holy names, studying Bhagavatam, deity worship, staying in Dham, and associating with devotees.
Yell that loud. Let's all hear it.
Chanting the holy names.
Good.
Studying Bhagavatam, staying in Dham, deity worship, and association of devotees.
Living in a holy Dham.
Yeah, I mentioned.
You said that?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. No. Okay. Okay, thanks so much.
Thank you, Maharaj. You are to the point. Yeah. Another Srimad Bhagavatam ki chai, Srila Prabhupada ki chai, Thay Gaur Premanandi. Somebody distributes more books than me, then only I have a problem.
Yeah.
My heart.